7 out of 10 proctologists recommend listening to The Drew Marshall Show.
Oh man, I'm so glad Samantha Martin is back in the house. It's been a while. But I remember when I first saw her perform at Hughes Room with Ken Whiteley, I said, I gotta have that girl on my show. And a little while later we did, and she's kind of stuck. She's stuck. You're kind of like a glue, I guess. I don't know what that is, but... And I've described you in numerous ways over this show, but the thing that keeps coming back is the whiskey voice.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta drink a lot of whiskey to get that voice you got. Have you had this kind of resonance in your voice since you're a wee thing?
No. I was definitely had a much prettier voice when I was
younger. Didn't say it wasn't pretty.
I know. No, what I mean by pretty is, you know,
sweet, right.
And lovely.
Right.
And smooth.
Smooth. Well, but, see, I would use whiskey and smooth in the same voice, you see.
Yeah. But life took its toll on me, so it took its toll on my voice a little, too.
Well, I'm so glad.
I got the rasp.
You do have the rasp, for sure. Folks, back again on The Drew Marshall Show, easily one of the rising stars in Toronto's roots rock scene. Samantha and her band can be seen frequently on stage at the Dakota Tavern. Dakota Tavern, Toronto's most respected Americana roots venue. And with the release of her self-titled debut album, Samantha Martin and the Haggard. Speaking of Haggard, I saw Merle Haggard perform at Casino Rama.
How was that?
A couple of years ago, I went with my dad, and you know, people say, oh, Merle Haggard, is he still alive, right? And, you know, they say that kind of thing. After that performance, I'm not sure he was still alive.
Oh, no.
I've never seen anybody forget as many songs in one, one concert. It was fun, but...
I think Lucinda may take the cake. Lucinda Williams. I saw her at Massey Hall.
And she forgot a whole bunch of stuff?
She had a book, a binder, about 2 inches thick of lyrics, and she... forgot the words when they were sitting right there in front of her.
Right in front of her.
Yeah.
See, I don't know.
It was a great show, though.
I don't know how you guys do it anyway. Just remembering lyrics to everything, your whole repertoire. I mean, I guess if you're doing it, you know, 6 days a week or whatever, but man, to do a gig every once in a while or whatever, you know? I mean, okay, well, let me ask you, what's going on with gigs these days? How often are you at the Dakota?
We just played a show there on Thursday, our tour kickoff party. We're there about... once every other month or so.
Nice.
Back there November 24th when my guitar player and I get back off tour.
Nice. Now, this album, a bit of a tribute to influences like Otis Redding, Robert Johnson, Rolling Stones, the Staples Singers, CCR, Patsy Cline, and a little bit of reggae, Delroy Wilson kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's a Tom Paxton song that a fella named Delroy Wilson recorded in a reggae style, and so we did a cover of a cover. A cover.
Yeah. Speaking of Rama, I was back up there how long ago was it? Just a few weeks ago to see Buddy Guy and Johnny Lang perform.
Lovely.
And it was a great night. I've said this a couple times on the show already. I don't know why you'd have Johnny Lang open for you, because that guy killed it. I mean, Buddy Guy is Buddy Guy, right? But Johnny Lang's a freak show. It was just a fantastic gig.
Yeah. I remember seeing Buddy Guy when I was just a kid.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. It was totally awesome. I would say that was where I really started wanting to learn how to play guitar.
Yeah.
You know, and make my dad teach me stuff. But
well, speaking of stuff, let's do some stuff.
All right.
Can you lay out a little something-something on us?
Absolutely.
What do you got for us?
We'll do the first track off my new album, and it's called Dark Angel.
Folks, live on The Drew Marshall Show, Samantha Martin.
Mama said, girl, you don't lie too well. I gave you life, I can always tell. You're out all night. Ain't done right. And you ain't done right by God. It's a dark angel, dark angel. Let me be. Trying to be a good girl, okay? Can you see? angel, dark angel, let me be. Trying to be a good girl, can you see?
Fantastic. Live in the Drew Marshall Show. Samantha Martin back in the house. Got to get the words right there. SamanthaMartin.ca is where you want to go to check out all of the stuff. Okay, so I got a lot of things I want to talk to you about. First of all, the tuning. Was that a dadgad thing?
Yeah, it's open D.
Open D. Okay.
Yeah.
And what key was that song in?
D.
That was a D. Okay. Because people need to know that when you play an open D, then the song has to be in D. Does it not necessarily?
Not necessarily.
You can capo it and
you can
mess
capo
around.
It. You can start on different chords and
right.
all that kind of stuff. But you know, it's easier.
It is.
Just do it in D.
Now, are you going to do all three songs you're going to do today? Are you going to do them all in open tuning?
Well, I'm going to do and maybe another one in open tuning, and then. I was going to tune up to normal tuning.
Wow, I don't know
come up out of the basement.
How do you do that?
With a tuner.
Yeah, it's a secret to it all.
Carefully.
Secret to it all. I'm looking for a photo on my phone, and when I find that, we'll get into another little story here. But while I'm doing that, the Staple Singers. I saw Mavis Staples perform at the Rose Theater in Brampton last year.
Right.
And have you ever seen her perform live?
Mavis Staples?
Yeah.
Several times.
Oh, several times. Okay. So you get what I'm saying when I go...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I saw her at Corner Hall.
Where's that?
In Toronto. It's, where is it exactly?
I gotta go to
it's
that.
Like by
Good story.
The museum.
By the Royal Ontario Museum?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The ROM.
Right.
Thank you.
There it is.
I kept going AGO, but I knew that wasn't
no,
it.
No, but that's near there, I think,
it's
too.
It's near there.
It?
Yeah. And it's beautiful space. Beautiful, beautiful space. And she totally nailed it.
Nice.
Totally nailed it.
Very cool. Now, you've got some other people on your list here, including this gentleman. I'm going to show you this picture. Now, you know who that is.
Yes, I do.
Who is it?
Robert Johnson.
Sorry, say it again with your voice.
Robert Johnson.
I love it when her voice cracks. Robert Johnson. So this was a giant painting at a friend's house down in L.A., and I walked in and I said, man, I mean, seriously, it was like the size of the wall. It was above the fireplace kind of thing. Massive painting. I said, that is a cool picture. Painting of Robert Johnson. So cool.
Yeah.
Totally nailed it. And I said, who painted that? I said, oh, it's my son. Or no, sorry, son-in-law. It's my son-in-law. Oh, okay. So I go up to the painting and I look at it. Signed by Paul Stanley. Do you know who that is? Lead singer of Kiss. That's who painted that painting.
Really?
Paul Stanley, the lead singer from Kiss, has become a phenomenal painter. Like a legit bona fide, I mean, you know, years of painting your face. You
yeah.
Get a little head start on that.
Yeah, definitely.
You know who else is a big Robert Johnson fan?
Who?
Strombo. George Strombolopoulos.
Oh, Strombo. I thought you said Strongbow.
No. Oh, well, maybe he is good. The beer.
I was like, that guy, huh?
No. Yeah, he's collected rocks from his grave and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, wow.
That's a fan of Robert Johnson.
That is a fan of Robert Johnson. I hope he had permission to take that.
Take the rocks in the grave?
Otherwise, you just got him in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Sorry, George. Pardon me. I remember going to Belushi's gravesite on Martha's Vineyard, and there weren't rocks near his grave. There's like people had left reefers and beer and bongs and all sorts of crazy things.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Suiting.
How did you and Ken Whiteley get hooked up? How did you? What was the connection there?
You know, it's been so long that I've known Ken, I think I've almost forgotten.
You've grown up with him?
I think it was a OCFF.
Which is?
Ontario Council of Folk Festivals. They're
okay.
Changing their name. I can't remember exactly
okay.
what to. I think it's Ontario Alliance of Folk Festivals or something
okay.
like that. But anyway, neither here nor there.
Now,
it's a music conference.
Right.
And I met him there. sure.
And I want people to follow you and buy your stuff and go to your gigs. So what can they buy and where can they go? How do we become a Samantha Martin fan?
Okay, well, there's a Samantha Martin and the Haggard Facebook page. There is a Twitter. It's @Sam_Haggard.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our album available on iTunes, both of them. We also have Bandcamp, where you can buy T-shirts and copies of the CD as well.
So on the front of the shirt, does it say, "This one time, ... and on the back, at Bandcamp? No?
No.
Come on!
No. It just says Samantha Martin and the Haggard.
Okay.
Very, you know, run-of-the-mill.
Yeah.
But they're
great
T-shirts.
What about watching you perform?
All the shows are listed on our website.
Okay.
And on Sonic Bids.
And we have some upcoming shows here, but I'm looking here at the dates, and what are we, in October now?
Yeah, we're in October, so beginning on Monday, Thanksgiving Monday,
right.
I'm headed out on tour across Canada.
So we have listeners from right across Canada, so you're heading over to Manitoba.
Yeah,
and you're doing Saskatchewan, Alberta, BC, Alberta, BC, 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 BC. oh, wait, you're coming back to Ontario, November 12th, Pappy's.
Oh, yeah, that's Pappy's. That's in Wabagoon.
Where the heck is that?
It's kind of in between Thunder Bay and, I believe, Dryden.
Good night. And Sudbury, Ontario. And, well, finally, thank you, the welcome home party at the Dakota Tavern, November 24th.
Yep.
So follow her on her website, folks. It's pretty easy. It's SamanthaMartin.ca. Can we do another song?
Yes, most definitely.
What key is this one in?
D.
I'm sensing a theme here.
Well, I didn't want to bring too many guitars.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm messing with you. What's this song? Tell me about it.
You'll know it immediately. Well, maybe not immediately.
Because it's by Kiss?
No, it's not by Kiss, but your mom sang it to you for sure.
Okay. All right, folks. Samantha Martin on the Drew Marshall Show.
Sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy. Oh, when skies are gray, you'll never know, dear. Oh, how much I love you. Oh, please don't take my sunshine away. You told me once, dear, there'd be no other, no one would. Oh, take my place. Then I found you. You make me happy. Oh.
again live in the Drew Marshall Show. Samantha Martin, okay, I got to say, seriously, I don't want the other artists to hear this because I try to get somebody each week, and you can't just keep ramping up your praises because it just sounds cheesy. But honestly, Samantha, I haven't had a chill in a long time.
Oh, thanks.
You just brung the chill. You just brung the chill. Folks, Samantha Martin, while she tunes, let me do a little reading about her again. Back on the Drew Marshall Show, one of the rising stars in Toronto's roots rock scene, Samantha and her band can be seen frequently on stage at the Dakota Tavern, Toronto's most respected Americana roots venue. With the release of her self-titled debut album, Samantha Martin and the Haggard, in March 2012, the band will be taking their music on the road far beyond Toronto with an album that boldly traverses deep southern soul, roots reggae, and 50s rock and roll. And of course, on this album, tribute is paid to musical influences like Robert Johnson, the Rolling Stones, the Staple Singers, CCR, Patsy Cline, as well as reggae artist Delroy Wilson. But of course, as usual, and as you would expect with Samantha Martin, the album is distinctly Samantha Martin and the Haggard. Okay, before we go into your last song, there's a couple things that I want to do. First of all, the Haggard. Splain. Okay. Splain the Haggard.
Splain. That it came from two different things. One, the guys in the band, they're real big fans of Merle Haggard.
Okay.
And when I first started out, we were playing with, I was playing with a band called The Beauties in Toronto. And it was kind of a joke as well, because I went from playing with The Beauties and picked up this band, and they're kind of haggard. But it's you know, it's a name. It's a name.
It's a name.
It's a name.
I like it. And it kind of works because I think of, well, look, it just works. Obviously, it works. It's a branding situation, and it works real well because, you know, your voice.
Because I don't need to shower.
Well, no, your voice is haggard, and you're only like 16 or something. So.
No. I wish I was that young.
Are you worried about it giving out or getting the nodules?
You know what I'm worried about?
What's that?
Drinking enough water.
Yeah.
I'm parched. That's the problem right now.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. I went to the spa today.
Oh, and it drained you.
It drained me.
Hey, when
but
that happens.
But I got a massage and I'm very relaxed.
Nice. Thanks for rubbing it in. Get it?
Okay.
I'm going to, I brought out a few harps.
Okay.
I don't know where this is going to go.
Okay.
But if I, and I thought I had one that was maybe in the right key, but I'm not sure if I do. For an E tuning. Got know anything in E?
Now you're putting me on the spot.
Just something riffy. Not a real song, just riffy. Yeah, we know that. That's all I got. I very rarely pull those out during a show.
You
but
know what?
What?
And I very rarely am any good at what I just did.
Really?
So I'm glad I didn't mess it up too bad for you.
That's so funny. So funny. I got to get out more often. Okay. Let's go into your last tune here on the Drew Marshall Show. Tell us all about it. Set it up.
All right. This is not my song.
Okay.
This is a cover song because when I talked to you, you said, Thanksgiving me.
Sure.
Sort of.
Sure.
We're on Joy 1250.
Got it.
So this is about, you know, you'll see.
That stuff.
That kind of stuff.
Okay.
And it's by a lady named Carrie Ann Hurst.
Right.
She's from the States.
Okay.
Not sure exactly where. Louisiana, I would suspect.
That'll work.
Suspect.
Don't wreck a good story with facts.
All right. Fair enough. This is called The Thread.
Folks, again, on the Drew Marshall Show, one of my very, very favorite people, Samantha Martin.
Any year within an inch of our lives, from the day we're born, day we die, don't even make you want to take your time. Or you like a knife. Any moment now it could change your life. Will you be ready with the time you got? Well, your maker is waiting if you're ready or not. Hanging on by a fragile thread, living your life like you're already dead. Will you be happy with the time you gave? If these were to be your final days, we're hanging here within an inch of our lives, from the day we're born till the day we die. Don't it make you wanna take your time? Or are you gonna let life pass you by? Wish I could look death in the face, changing both time and space. Reclaim those bygone days that I was such a fool to waste. Cause we're hanging here within an inch of our lives, from the day we're born to the day we die. Don't it make you wanna take your time? Or are you gonna let life pass you by? When it comes my day, when it comes my time, I hope to hear you moaning in the second line. Just throw my ashes on some hollow ground. Oh, and sing me on my way with a joyful sound. You can sing me on your way with a joyful sound. You can sing me on my way.
Again, on the Drew Marshall Show, Samantha Martin, even though she's as dry as a cactus, seriously, it still works. It really does. I just love your stuff. I'm a fan.
Thank you very much.
Might turn into a creeper, too, but I'm right now I'm just a fan.
Okay, sounds good. I won't give you my address.
No. Don't do that. Let's keep that away. Listen, folks, we try to end our show with something a little lighter, something a little inspirational, something that puts a little tickle in your fancy, and that's what Samantha Martin did today. SamanthaMartin.ca, that is the website. And I want to encourage you to follow this girl, to listen to her music and dig on it. And, yeah, I don't know. What else do I want to say? I love her. She's the bomb. You know what I mean? Short break on our show. When we come back, our Hollywood correspondent, Carrie Pomeroli, joins us. Stay tuned.
This may be the last time. This may be the last time, children. Oh, this may be the last time. This may be the last time. I don't know.
Whether you're in your smart car avoiding Hummers or you're in your house avoiding the J-Dubs, there's no avoiding us, The Drew Marshall Show, live through our website and right here on Joy 1250. This may be the last time. This may
be the last time. I don't know. 10 years ago, after 5 years of pastoring in Australia, Drew Marshall moved back to Canada and, with absolutely zero broadcasting experience, walked into the studios of Joy 1250 and pitched the idea of hosting a talk show that was different. Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is now listened to by over 100,000 people around southern Ontario and thousands more by Canadians coast to coast. On September 15, 2012, The Drew Marshall Show will start season 10. And as a thank you for putting up with Drew for 10 years, we've decided to cut all advertising costs by 10%. Doesn't matter which plan you're interested in. 1250 specials, 10% off. One-day advertising package, 10% off. Our summer holiday special, 10% off. Or even our 15-week advertising package is now 10% off. To sign up for one of our 10-year anniversary advertising specials, contact us today at drewmarshall.ca.